Gary Marshall, how did it go at the Capitol?
Well, I think it went very well. We have a lot of folks that are new at the Capitol this year, 90-some new senators and representatives. So a great opportunity for us to go and talk about agriculture in general, help the folks there understand that not only do we have enough corn in this state to feed all of our livestock, to provide fuel for ethanol, but we also are exporting almost 30% of our crop out of state. So I think that's very well received, and they also understand that right now, agriculture is the economic engine that's driving this state.
Well, when it comes to issues that are going to affect corn growers, what message did you want to get to lawmakers in particular?
Well, number one, we would very much ask their support for full funding for our ethanol incentive program. It's no different from providing incentives to the Claycomo plant for the Ford company. We need to do the same thing to make sure the ethanol industry survives. We've got thousands of people that are affected by it. All the owners live here in Missouri, so it's extremely important to us. Number two is livestock. We want to make sure that issues out there like Prop B last year dealing with puppies don't come over and affect the livestock industry. We need a strong, thriving livestock industry in this state. They use a lot of corn. We want to make sure that stays strong. And then number three, we've been very concerned about frivolous nuisance lawsuits. And I heard Senator Mayer say earlier today when he spoke to the corn growers here that that's a concern of his as well. So we want to see those nuisance types of lawsuits on frivolous things. We want to see those curtailed. And I think we're going to see a lot of legislative support for all three of those items.
When it comes to Proposition B, there might be some people who question why corn growers should get mixed up in the so-called puppy mill bill. Why is it?
Well, we think it's a slippery slope. We're talking about puppies today and how people care for those puppies. And what we're concerned about is that the next thing that HSUS, and we've seen them do this in other states, want to talk about are how do you raise your livestock? How do you care for your pigs? How do you care for your chickens? And we have some concerns that we've got some outside organization based in New York City or Washington, D.C., trying to come to Missouri and tell us how to deal with our animals. And we think our farmers do it best. Do we want to make sure we're taking care of them? Absolutely. They're our livelihood. But again, we want to make sure that we have a strong, productive livestock sector. And we were very concerned that Prop B started a slippery slope for farmers to start driving some concerns home with consumers when there are none today.
Can you speak in generalities about if you were heard at the Capitol?
I think absolutely. Strong support over there with leadership especially. We've already made contacts on an ongoing basis with the new speaker, the new Senate pro tem. Obviously, we've got a great relationship with Governor Nixon. So I feel pretty confident that the message was heard. I know we're going to have a lot of support from the livestock industry as well. So we got a lot of education to do, but hey, that's what we do. And it's great to have the farmers here, the grassroots folks to go in and talk to them. They can do such a much better job than I can as somebody that's paid to do it. And it makes a lasting impression. So I think it was very good.
Tell me a little bit more about the ethanol incentive.
Well, the state of Missouri made a promise to the farmers who invested in the ethanol industry. And they said during the first 5 years of your productive life, we understand ethanol was very risky 10 years ago. It's very risky today. Frankly, you're going up against the wealthiest, most entrenched industry in the history of the world, the oil industry. So we're going to make you a promise. If you guys will invest in ethanol, in renewable fuels, the state of Missouri will provide incentives for you to do that. Not much different from what the state does to provide incentives to Ford Motor at the Claycomo plant to make sure that those jobs are available here. We simply want to make sure that the legislature follows through on providing those incentives. It's a direct payment to producers. Just during the first 5 years, we only have three plants still on the incentive fund, but those first 5 years, they're very vulnerable, and this can help make sure and ensure that those folks are in business long term. And that's really good for Missouri consumers because having our own homegrown ethanol helps us to keep those prices down. And the last 3 or 4 years, particularly since Missouri's had the Missouri ethanol standard in place, we've had some of the cheapest gasoline in the U.S., and I attribute that to ethanol.